Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Still around, John.
And it's been a wonderful, wonderful show. It really has been. The our first guest went through Lynn was our second
Nicole.
Guest.
Nicole.
Excuse me, Nicole was our first guest. With the cooperative people, you know, I always say this, Christina always says it, Nato always says it, you don't realize what's available to you in North Hempstead.
Yeah.
And anybody's welcome to go over to Magnolia and see what they have to say. These are not private conversations.
Yeah, it's open to anyone.
It's open to anyone, and you'll learn something. And it really is. You have questions, you're going to the source. And then Lynn is entertainment, but she's educated. She's been around the world.
Yeah.
And she's fun. And at the end of the
and
day.
And that's what today's show is supposed to be.
100%. At the end of the day, that's what you're looking for, especially being a pre-holiday show.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got to go out with a bang. It's our last show of 2019. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our last
this
live
is true,
show.
Because we're not around next week.
Right.
You know.
Next
and everybody's all dolled up for the holidays.
Well, that's right. I'm wearing my Santa's best sweater.
My mother would be upset if she saw me today. You know.
Throw this bow on, John.
You're all decked out, John. Don't worry.
There you go. Now he's festive. There we go. We put a little Christmas bow on John right now. We're good. But great job, guys.
It really was.
Absolutely.
Actually, a great year because we're not going to be around next week, as you said.
Yep. Yes, we have pre-recorded. So we have some favorites next week and then the following week as well. And then we'll be back on January 10th with a live show we have on. Just wanted to tell everyone what's coming in January. We're going to have someone to discuss the 2020 U.S. Census, which is really interesting. And I know they're really trying to do a push because previous years, a lot of information wasn't collected. So they're really trying to get the word out there and find ways to get the best picture of things. We have Island Harvest coming on. We have our mobility manager, Shari, will be discussing driving and traveling safely in ice and snow.
I'll be back for that one.
That's right. You will be back for that one. We have the New York State Adult Day Healthcare Council.
Okay.
We have this organization called Reason to Smile. Project Help Long Island. Someone's coming on to discuss fall prevention, and then we have laughter yoga. So we'll find out the benefits of laughter yoga. I'm sure we'll be laughing. So that's just what's to come in January.
We had a few laughs today.
We had a lot of laughs today. I was really laughing.
You know,
I couldn't even control myself. I was really laughing very hard in the back.
I'm going to back up and just say two things. One, it is, you know, the people that Christina picks to come on the show, which they're very good. They're very informative. I honestly, the three of us here, we can acknowledge maybe once or twice in the course of a year there's somebody that's going to put you to sleep. It happens. We're not mentioning names, but it happens. But I also want to turn around and say, and I mean this very sincerely, and this I probably shouldn't say, as a threesome, we have a lot of fun.
That's right.
We Otto is the co-host. Co-hosts are very important.
Yeah.
If you want to be a co-host, call 311. And I met somebody last week who knows Graziella.
Oh.
She goes, "You're John Ryan? Oh, now I know a friend of yours. Who? Graziella." Of course, you know, all the co-hosts are important. We have a unique personality, and it works fine. But come on the show. It's just, it's so
fun.
Easy.
It's fun. It's educational. It's just fun. It's
right.
Great. I'm so happy that I got involved.
Well, you don't really have a choice, Otto, so
right now,
you're officially locked in.
Well, actually, Evelyn Roth,
right,
on her behalf, kind of drew me into this.
Right.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you got involved.
Yeah. She said, you know, why don't you come?
How'd you know Ev?
From Project Independence.
Ev was the commissioner.
She was the
at
commissioner.
The time of our department.
And actually, her and Madge Kaplan
and you were just
are the reason
yeah,
I got involved in the first place with this whole program. And another comment to make is the advisory committee, which I think people should give a look at. You don't have to do anything. Just show up.
Right,
and
right.
What you
no, and
learn.
I think about your community, you know, and that's, and Otto has also been part of our New Hyde Park when it wasn't just a NORC advisory committee. So Otto's really been ingrained in Project Independence. I said Otto should really just be part of, like, staff at this point. But
yeah,
you know,
but
the
I
advice.
Have to get paid then.
That's right. I'm waiting for the day Otto asks me, like, when is he going to get a check for all the things I make him do. But, you know, with the advisory committees, I really want to encourage people. You know, we're trying to push to get new members in because it's a great place to really find out what's going on. And you could even express your concerns. And if we can't directly, you know, solve the issue, you know, I know that Nancy works really hard on it and she will try and find the right venue to kind of put the information. And it's just great, you know. We say North Hempstead is such a diverse town. So issues that might be going on where there are similar aging in place things, but, you know, in New Hyde Park might be different from Great Neck even, and they're so close. You know, Great Neck, I know it was such an issue when we had our advisories that a lot of people didn't drive and there was a lot of walkers. So that's why this pedestrian safety subcommittee came, you know, into play with it. So it's really a great thing. And like I said, you don't have to talk. You can come in and just listen. Or be as verbal as you want. We know we have some of those in the
advisory. There are people, most people don't realize how much life experience they have. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Don't know. I didn't know, frankly, that I had life experience until I got involved with this. And I do believe upon occasion I will make a positive contribution with a thought or an idea.
All the time. On occasion, Otto. Come on. Right.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I have to jump in. It's not because you're sitting here today. One of the most respected people I know from Project Independence is you. Or one of the people I respect the most, put it that way. And I mean it very sincerely. The stuff that you talk about, it's like, good God, if everybody lived their life
Yeah,
like
if
you.
Everyone was
and
Otto.
I mean that very sincerely. You know,
Otto's just a daily conversation in my friend group. Everyone knows who Otto
really?
Is because I'm just always blown away by like things Otto says or does. So.
Well, sometimes I ask myself, where did that come from?
No, he's stealing
that's
it from
right.
other people.
Well,
not his ideas.
As
I say, it's just life experience.
Yeah, you don't realize.
No, but you do, like...
Does things just the right way, you know?
Print, you categorize the pictures, you do stuff that people turn around and for 5 years say they should.
Yep, Otto does
it. Never do.
You're right.
You turn around and say, there's your grandmother, there's your great-grandmother, there's your cousin Susie's daughter, the puppy, the this, the that.
If every family had an Otto, I think we'd all be really
well. I'm going to tell you that it doesn't just happen because I get up in the morning and say, Jesus, really?
Oh, no.
I have to push myself to do it, to be blunt about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I go in stretches where I say, and then I'll get motivated. Whatever goes on, the juices get back up the right way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm not like,
Well, that's nice to know.
Well, that's what I say. When
human.
I grow up,
I'm
my
human.
Wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice to know. Because I go home and say,
I'll get.
What would Otto do? He wouldn't be sitting on the couch.
I don't sit a lot, to be honest
right,
with you. Doing nothing, let's put it that way. I'm usually inclined to have to be doing something.
That's right.
Right.
And but the key to me is to really. I'm a list maker and a goals maker, and I'll look at the thing every day, and I'll pick out what I believe I should do that somebody else can't do. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm gone, this business about the family or pictures, whatever,
right.
It's just going to go down the sewer. Pictures, particularly in this day and age, there's 50,000 pictures. And if you don't do something with them,
it gets like unmanageable.
They're just going to be electronic mess.
Yeah. Right, I agree.
And so I put a lot of effort in at the end of the year to try to pick out what I think are the key pictures that contribute to the family history, to life, to the enjoyment.
It's so great. You know?
Yeah,
it's just
I agree.
The best.
I agree.
But I mean, you know, but my opinion is. And I think, you know, that I'm adapted to technology, but we don't print pictures anymore. Years ago, you would have maybe 15 pictures that were in a box. You know, I'm minimizing it, but there weren't that many.
Right.
All right? There weren't that many. Maybe you had two pictures of your grandmother.
Mm-hmm. It was too expensive.
Now you've got 800,000 pictures of your grandmother
in one day.
Yep. In one day. You know? So, okay, now what? So somehow that you got to prioritize. That's just one example.
Yeah.
Point being, I try.
I'm with the list. I feel you on the list. I mean, especially this time of year, I have like list upon list upon list.
Yeah, well, I do that too.
Yeah.
You have to take
a
big
too.
Project
yep.
and break it down into small
that's right.
pieces.
That's what I said. I just try to learn from Otto.
Otherwise, the big project becomes overbearing, overwhelming.
Right.
And you're not going to do it. You know, so
at the end of the day, it never gets that.
If you have a basement full of boxes and you say, okay, my project is going to be, I'm going to take one box
at a time
and do something with it. And then you look back in a year or two and you maybe get rid of most of the boxes, you know.
Definitely true. See, and if you join an advisory committee, you could learn wisdom from Otto. That's right.
Discuss this stuff.
No, but it's really true.
The one thing that people have that only recently have I been paying attention to is the old photos, because you don't pay attention to them. And so I went through my old photos, not 100% recently, because I bought for $1 an antique Christmas book. Now, I'm saying antique. Might have been 30 or 40 years old. Plasticky thing. But something that was in the 50s or 60s.
Love it.
And so then I went back and I got my kids when they were 1, 2, 3. And I'm like, this is 30 years ago. You know, and that's what I filled inside it.
That's the best.
Maybe there's room for 25 pictures. And I'm like, so you go to the book and there's my first one.
Because I'll tell you, listen, I know I was a queen and my spare bedroom has tons of photo albums. Obviously, it came to a point where, as Otto said, I mean, the amount of pictures I take, I clearly couldn't print them out, and it just became unmanageable. So I only, for special occasions, will make my scrapbook or whatever. But I still, to this day, am very partial. It is different looking at a printed photo than on a cell phone.
No doubt.
There's no question.
So it's like really something that like I really can't just fully let go.
And for older people, a lot of the pictures, unless you do something with them, are going to end up on a wall in a bar somewhere as an antique type of picture that nobody knows who the people are.
Right.
So perhaps you're the only people around who can identify who's in those pictures.
Yeah. Right.
And if you don't do that,
you lose it.
Those are gone. That memory.
No, and that's like I did.
Histories are gone.
With my grandfather, going through all of his slides with him is something that like I am so happy I did. Like, listen, it wasn't the easiest of tasks to go with Tasso and do this, but it really is something that I am so happy I did.
Well, slides, I had slides converted.
Yeah,
I had
that's
them
what
digitized.
We had to do. Yeah.
I had all 8mm movies digitized.
Yeah. No,
now,
you need to.
I'm trying to work on making those more manageable and more viewable, if you will. I have a lot of them. I put them on Google Photos.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
So the family can now look at, you know, I send an email out, and they've loved looking at all the old movies.
Nice because you know what? It brings your family together and it preserves history, which I think is absolutely lovely to do. So
you know what? I'm going into the break, but Peter, my partner, gave my wife 3 years ago one of these computer picture things.
Oh, the digital frames?
Digital
picture frames?
So maybe we have a couple of hundred pictures on it. I don't know why, but it's awful.
No.
My grandkids, when they come over, my wife puts it on the floor. You think it was TV.
Yeah,
they sit there, they
fun.
Put their hands up,
yeah,
and they're just
totally.
Watching. Oh, there's me, there's you.
Yeah, and it's fun because you see what pops up.
I love it. You do see it. So, I mean, this holds 3,000 pictures.
Oh, cool.
Whenever we get it, you know, uploaded. Yeah.
Now, there's a new version of that where I just got an email a couple of days ago from a friend of mine. She's really a relative, but anyhow, it doesn't matter. Where her daughter was saying, if you have any old pictures for my mother, email them to me, and they will automatically go into this digital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep, it's an automatic
thing. So people have been selecting, they're supposed to select what they think are the key older pictures.
Mm. And they'll go in automatically.
And they'll automatically go into this viewer.
We got to take a break with that. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.